Sandell Drive-In. Drive-in movies in the 50s were a popular family outing, and also a place where teens, borrowing the family car, could get away and exploit birds and bees in the back seat of station wagons. The latest Hollywood movies were projected onto huge screens, and patrons watched from their cars with sound provided by little speakers that hung on a partially rolled-down car window. If you got hungry, you walked down gravel between cars and bought Cokes and popcorn at a cinderblock concession stand that had restrooms, tables to sit and eat, promos that told about coming attractions. At night, it was cool and pleasant, and if you didn't like the movie, you could watch Shooting Stars or look for aliens on their way to Washington, D.C. The movie screen was enormous and much better than the little black-and-white television in your living room. The 60th anniversary of the Sandell has arrived, and the featured movie this Saturday, August 29th, is Love Be Tender with Elvis. Deep in Jesus country, Elvis still gets airtime. He is remembered as a rock and roll legend, a womanizer, a great entertainer, who died middle-aged and alone with a drug problem. He sang great gospel, served in the military as a regular enlisted man, and never lost his southern roots. Finding and operating drive-in movies these days that still shows movies is almost as impossible as finding a roll of Kodak film or a camera that even uses film. Technology is zipping past us more quickly than we can process its need or ethics. Humans being ruled by artificial intelligence is no longer the crazy science fiction we used to think it was. Drones are almost to our front doors delivering packages. Clarendon is a small Texas town where my father and his sisters were raised and went to school. They used to ride a horse to class during the Great Depression. When Elvis burst on the scene, he must have looked to them like a madman. He was a harbinger of things to come.